Before we sing our last song, before the message, I want to take some time to pray for and pray to our God who is merciful and mighty, and to pray for California, if you would please bow with me. Our great and gracious God, we come to you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And it's only for His namesake that we can come to you. Your word tells us in Jeremiah 29 that we're called to seek the welfare of the city where you have sent us into exile and to pray to the Lord on its behalf. For you said, in its welfare you will find welfare. You said that to Israel, but you also say to us in the New Testament, in 1 Timothy 2, that prayers of supplication and intercession and thanksgiving are to be made for civil authorities so that we might live peaceful lives in godliness. Lord, we're to pray for the welfare or the peace, that word shalom, in the fullness sense of wholeness and wellness that we need as we are exiles in this world, and we need to pray for it. Lord, it's easy to complain. It is easy to criticize our government or our governor. But our God calls us to this. And so we want to pray for mercy on the cities around us and the greater Sacramento area and for our civil servants. Our state needs your mercy. And we want to pray for your saving mercy to be on display in our capital, from our Governor Newsom on down. And those who are senators and congressmen and legislators and lobbyists. And as I pray for them, I pray for Frank Erb, who is ministering and seeking to be a minister of mercy in that building with Bible studies and evangelism. And even has shared some encouraging things with us recently. And has even praised you for a prominent Democratic legislator who has been supportive of his ministry, and he's praying for the salvation of a number of people. He's had opportunities to speak to Muslims and atheists and others there. We pray that you would bless his ministry there. But we also want to think of those who serve the city and who serve the cities around there. And I want to especially pray for those who work to protect and serve our communities. Specifically, I'm thinking of the Elk Grove Police Department, who I've gotten to know through Ty's funeral, and some of us as well. I want to uplift Chief Albright and now Chief Bobby Scott, who I got to meet briefly, and Sergeant Maldonado, who's been here in one of our services, and Lieutenant Schopf and Detective Monroe and Motor Officer Joe Riley and Chris Cahill and others that I got to meet at the station just a few weeks ago. Lord, I pray that your mercy would be upon them as they are continuing to grieve and even seeking to continue to honor their fallen brother in the weeks ahead, and some of our brethren will be involved in that. I want to pray that you would continue to bear gospel fruit with them, and that you would help them as they protect and serve, because we know from Psalm 127, unless the Lord watches the city, the watchmen labor in vain. Lord, they need your help. Some of them know that, but all of them need it, Lord. And all of the officers who serve this area and serve this state, Lord, in particular, we want to pray for them who are often in harm's way. We pray for the Sacramento authorities and community that was rocked by a mass shooting just last Sunday. Even as we were gathering here, I hadn't seen the news yet, but there was a horrible multiple homicide in the city there. And just a few weeks ago, there were 4 killed in a Sacramento church is a part of a visitation family. And Lord, we want to pray for your mercy in those situations. We pray for the victims of violence and abuse, and we ask for your protection and your intervention on the vulnerable to stop abuse and to stop the misuse of power. And we pray rightly for justice, but also for your saving mercy. Even for those who have committed crimes and justly deserve to suffer the consequences. We pray for those who are incarcerated right now in our state. And we pray for those who minister in the jails and the prisons, that your mercy would reach even those. We think of Mike and Becky who are serving in our county jail and praying for others to come alongside. We pray for California as it does much to seek to show your mercy to Ukrainian refugees who have come to this and through this state. And so we praise you, and we think of Alex and Jane and Max who fled here and were with us for a number of weeks, and as the Dolotovs and others sought to care for them, and now they are getting established in a refugee community. Lord, we pray for them and many, Lord, who we don't know their faces or names, but you know them. We pray for the welfare and peace of Ukrainians, whatever city they are in. We pray that you have mercy on all peoples, on the Russians and the Slavic community. Many are in this community within 30 to 60 minutes of us, Lord. There is a community torn over their war-torn homeland. Psalm 55 says, I see violence and strife in the city day and night. Iniquity and trouble are within it. Ruin is in its midst. Oppression and fraud. And Lord, we pray for that, that you would mercifully intervene for your namesake. We see that all around the world. We prayed for Congo earlier. But we also see in our own capital things that concern us, even things that are proposed as laws, even this month, affecting the unborn. One of the most extreme abortion bills currently. And there's so many things being proposed to take away the honoring of parents and their role in their children's lives that are honored in your word, and religious beliefs, and school children facing many things that are contrary to your word. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy. We pray for your saving mercy on our public schools and many here in this room who serve there faithfully. We thank you for Providence Christian School that ministers here on this campus as well. But we know there's Christians in all the different types of schools out there. There's parents in this room seeking to raise their children according to their conscience and convictions. We pray for them, Lord, your mercy in these times. The prophet Isaiah spoke of judgment on those who would have no mercy on the fruit of the womb, or whose eyes would not pity children. And so, Lord, even as we see your wrath being revealed around us, like Romans 1 says, we pray, like the prophet says, Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. And the Psalms say, save for your mercy's sake. So we ask, and then we first of all praise you that you are doing that in California. There are faithful churches and ministries that are administering your mercy this very day across the state, proclaiming your saving grace. I pray for those who may be tempted to fear or even feel like they need to flee, that you would help us instead to be faithful witnesses in this state, in this place where you are so greatly at work. There are people around us who need your mercy, and help us to have that heart of Paul in Romans 1, eager to preach the gospel in Rome. We pray these things in the merciful and mighty name of Christ. Amen.